It's time to talk business with Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. We talk on Fridays about the week's business news. There's been this push to bring hotels and restaurants and other commercial development to the property that surrounds Sacramento International Airport. County officials apparently want it, and now it looks like there's some interest from developers as well.
That's right. The deadline for developers to submit proposals for land managed by the airport recently passed, and we're talking about a total of 128 acres here. That includes 30 acres on the south side of Interstate 5 from the airport and 98 acres at the main entrance to the airport from the interstate. Now, the goal here is eventually to see a variety of businesses there, ranging from a hotel and pet hotel to restaurants.
And right now, this is all empty land, right?
Correct.
So do we know how many developers are interested in this land?
Well, we don't have much information on the specific proposals or the specific number of proposals ultimately submitted, but airport officials did share a sign-in sheet from a meeting that was mandatory for anyone who planned to submit a proposal. Now, that list shows various developers and architectural and construction firms, as well as convenience store chain 7-Eleven. And we did speak with area developer Paul Petrovich, who confirmed he submitted a proposal and hopes to be selected as a master developer for the entire acreage. Now, he's just apparently one of the developers interested in the project.
And his name may sound familiar to people because he's the guy building the Crocker Village Retail Center and Gas Station in Sacramento's Curtis Park neighborhood.
Yeah, we've talked about him a lot in terms of local Sacramento area development projects.
Well, what happens now with the airport?
Well, in June, airport officials will start reaching out to representatives from the various proposals to let them know if they're under consideration. And supervisors could make a decision on the projects in July.
Let's move on to retail, specifically pet stores. We talk a lot about stores closing, but looks like the pet industry is a bright spot on the Sacramento area retail scene.
Yeah, at least three locally owned pet supply stores are expanding. Bark Avenue Pet Supplies, which debuted in El Dorado Hills more than a decade ago, is adding a location in Alamo and a second site in El Dorado Hills, bringing it to five stores. And Roseville-based Ben's Marketplace recently announced plans for a store in Lincoln, which will be its first franchise location. And finally, Healthy Hounds Kitchen, which is known for its store on McKinley Boulevard, will open a location in Midtown Sacramento's Ice Blocks project.
So how come these businesses have been so successful?
Well, the pet industry is commonly regarded as recession-proof, and some studies suggest Americans' pet spending continues to increase. Also, some of these businesses have amenities such as self-service dog wash stations, which are in line with the experience-oriented retail offerings that landlords are looking for now.
Well, you know how online shopping has hurt brick-and-mortar stores? Does online shopping pose any threat to these businesses?
Well, of course, it is possible to buy pet food and other pet supplies online. And many of these stores have responded by offering personalized consultations to help customers pick the right food for their pets. It's also worth noting that many of these pet supply stores that are expanding focus on healthy pet food that specifically targets certain conditions, such as cancer and allergies in pets. And these businesses are, though, aware of the possible impact of e-commerce. And Bark Avenue, for example, even plans to heighten its focus on delivery when it opens its second El Dorado Hills site.
Let's talk about restaurants. Apparently, there could be a new place coming to a well-known mixed-use project in Midtown.
Yeah, we're talking about Aviva Midtown and at 16th and N Streets. A broker for the project confirmed that a Mexican street taco bar concept is planned for some of the retail space in the project. Now, this would be a notable addition to the retail portion of Aviva. So far, the only retail tenant in the project is a Jimmy John's sandwich shop that opened last fall.
Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.